Saving Artifacts with Algorithms. November 12, 2025. When Nadine Panayot agreed to take the helm as curator at the American University of Beirut's Archaeological Museum, she wasn't a technological expert. But the August 2020 Beirut port explosion, just days before she officially started, quickly changed that. The museum was devastated, she recalls. Structurally, we lost windows, doors, and one showcase that contained over 70 priceless glass artifacts, mostly Roman, with some Byzantine and medieval Islamic pieces. Her immediate priority became securing and gathering thousands of shattered fragments, a daunting, sometimes seemingly impossible task few, if any, museum directors anywhere in the world could relate to. Many of the fragments were mixed with glass and debris from the building itself, Panayot explains. Piecing through all that rubble made one thing clear. The explosion revealed the urgent need to strengthen our digital documentation systems, which became one of my priorities after joining AUB. The challenge ahead of her was monumental, since the museum's holdings include tens of thousands of objects. We began digitizing everything we could, paper archives, objects, anything, she says. Panayot also reached out to international colleagues for guidance and managed to secure a glass conservator from Paris to help with the shattered artifacts. Most ancient glass is iridescent and extremely fragile, flaking off with any handling, she says. We started with virtual reconstruction, digitizing fragments to understand how pieces fit together. It was painstaking work. The conservator returned the following year and successfully helped reconstruct 10 artifacts physically, Panayot says, noting the vital role that AUB students and volunteers played in both the digital and physical reconstruction efforts. The experience laid the groundwork for a broader digital strategy. The museum began extending its reach beyond the walls, scanning archaeological sites in northern Lebanon and along the Lebanon Mountain Trail. We combine technology with community involvement to conserve and document heritage, Panayot says. My goal is to make technology meaningful, to use it as a tool that supports research and connects people to their heritage. Back at the museum, the effort continues. Over 5 years after that devastating blast, all paper archives are now digitized, and roughly a quarter of the objects have been digitally preserved. We're steadily progressing, and eventually the entire collection will be documented, she says. Challenges abound, however, from storage and software updates, particularly in Lebanon, where financial constraints and infrastructure limitations are significant, to complex ethical questions around digital ownership, avoiding digital colonialism, and data security. Yet Panayot sees her work as a vital mission. The Beirut disaster and Lebanon's continuing crises have highlighted how much can be achieved through collaboration and shared expertise, she reflects. Working together helps build resilience and new approaches to heritage preservation. Ultimately, technology serves as a bridge. Innovation allows us to open the museum virtually, engage communities, and show that heritage conservation can be therapeutic and educational, Panayot says. It helps people understand and value their history and culture and those of others. Once a digital neophyte, the archaeologist and curator, who will be giving a talk at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art on November 18th on the critical importance of ensuring the resilience of museums and the artifacts they contain, has transformed into a tech-savvy pioneer safeguarding Lebanon's rich past for the modern age. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic or others? Please email media inquiries at aub.edu.